This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
In today's digital world, security is everything. But who's protecting your business from cyber threats? At MyTech1, we specialize in cutting-edge cybersecurity and managed services that keep you safe, secure, and operational 24/7. Visit MyTech1, MyTechOne.com or call 1-844-MyTech1. That's 844-648-3241. Your trusted partner in cybersecurity.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese. And I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of the top community leaders here in the South Florida area. Well, listeners, it's the third week. So I turn that over to my good friend, Mindy Figueroa, who is the president and CEO of Latin to Latin Marketing. Take it over, Mindy.
Welcome to the fourth Latin to Latin Connection segment of the South Florida Community Roundup, where we bring you expert insights on important topics for our community. Today, we're talking about a new initiative launched by NSU Levan Center titled Women of Vision, honoring Susie Levan's legacy and her lifelong commitment to the community and to empowering women. The Women of Vision believes in women empowering women by creating a community of confidence and collaboration that will foster their individuality and their unique, valuable perspective of life. The program provides women with the tools to achieve their goals, empower their vision, break barriers, overcome challenges, and impact their professional field. We recognize that when women are given the opportunities to succeed, they drive growth in their organizations or their communities. Joining us today is a very special friend, Milly Orsini Peluso, Deputy Executive Director of Allen B. Levan NSU Brower Center of Innovation, who will share important information about the launch of her brainchild initiative, Women of Vision. Welcome, Milly. Wow, what an event the other day. It was fantastic.
Thank you, Mindy. It's so great to be here. And yes, it was wonderful.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background, Mili, because I think I want people to know who you are. Mm-hmm. And then let's jump in about your role that you have at the Levant Center. And then let's talk about Women of Vision.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. I went to school.
Puerto Rico,
para que lo sepas. I went to school in Michigan and spent some time in insurance, about 20 years insurance. I owned my own business down in Puerto Rico. Then I moved to Florida, and little by little, I transitioned into more of a role of operations and technology. So I have been in technology for about now 17 years. I have a background now very versed in technology and operations and project management. You know, strategic planning, it's what I do, kind of like, you know, my forte right now. At the Levant Center, I've been there for about 18 months, and I've been as a deputy executive director. It's pretty much the chief operating officer in, you know, other terms, business terms. And I've been just running the operations of the business, anywhere from human resources and managing the team to the budgets, initiatives that have come, like the Women of Vision, and the day-to-day, you know, of the center.
That's great. I mean, it's important to notice that you're a woman in technology. Mm-hmm. So that is relevant. And it's fascinating what's going on at the Levant Center. I've been there multiple times. But can you, before we talk about Women in Vision, I think what people need to understand, what does the Levant Center bring to the table, how you nurture different type of technologies and entrepreneurs, et cetera. So tell us a little bit about that before we jump into the Women of Vision.
So the Levant Center has been open for about 3 years. We're going to be celebrating 3 years now in April. Wow. And for, you know, the 3 years we have been committed to the South Florida community, bringing entrepreneurship programs to support entrepreneurs here in the South Florida market, not only with the, you know, ideate, incubate and accelerate programs, but also all the membership wraparound services that include mentorship and the event space that we have. So we have been supporting the community in many, many aspects. We also have state-of-the-art technology. We have a cybersecurity range. We have an AI digital cities lab, and we have a volumetric capture studio that takes yourself and turns it into a 3D, what be almost avatar type of image. Of yourself. So there's a lot of new, brand new technology, cutting edge technology that it's at the Levant Center. And we're working with the city and the county on trying to make sure that, you know, we work together. As you know, we are a private public partnership between NSU and Broward. So we need to definitely work with the two sides of, you know, of the partnership and make sure that not only the community, but the county and the school are also served.
So a couple of other things before we jump into the Women of Vision, but, you know, I love the little fellows that roam around, the little robots that they go around and they welcome people. So they usher you to seat, to take a seat and everything, right? That's one of the robotic companies in our state, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fantastic. But also NSU itself, it's a jewel. We should be very proud of that university and what it brings to the table. I know they also have, you guys have a branch in Puerto Rico for over 15 years. I remember President Hansberry telling me about it. I'm very proud of it. How many students do you have that are, you know, of Latino heritage that are part of the university? And most importantly, how many women are involved in technology in the programs at the university?
So we have, I want to say that probably about 10% of the population is of Hispanic heritage. And out of those, if we combine the, you know, the heritage plus the you know, aspect of women in technology, I want to say that it's probably like maybe a 2 or 3%. Women are still very underrepresenting technology. And I think that it's because, you know, we have this idea that technology, it's all about the technical portion of technology. And although I have a good knowledge and a good understanding, and I can have conversations about technology and initiatives around technology, by no means I'm a network administrator or, you know, anybody, you know, that it's very technical. I'm more on the operational side. So there's so many other aspects of technology that I think that people don't understand. the magnitude of the areas that you can touch, and it's still considered technology.
I know, and I think that that's the reason why, you know, women of vision is important, especially coming from the Levant Center, because you want to emphasize to all the women at large that technology, it's part of our day-to-day life, and it's not going to go away, and, you know, especially with AI, et cetera. But let's talk about Susie Levant. She was an instrumental lady. I never had the chance to meet her in person, but tell me, what inspired you to, because of her, what inspired you to create Women of Vision? And tell me about what Susie brought to the table.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, and sadly, she passed last May. But she was very well known in the community, not only as a philanthropist, but also as a person who was always trying to find a way to empower women. So I read about her. I never had the opportunity to meet her, but I have heard so many wonderful stories about her. I actually sat down the other day. She had a nearly death experience many years back when she first met and married her husband, you know, Alan Levant. And I was listening to the podcast, you know, and it was very interesting. You know, her demeanor throughout the entire situation and how she stayed calm. She was with one of her daughters. So
it was kidnapped, right?
Correct. So I think that, you know, it inspired me a lot because you have to have certain tenacity, certain, you know, state of mind, not only to go through that horrific experience, but then still go around and turn your life completely around. And she says in that interview that it took her a long time. It was not easy for her to come back and almost trust her environment, but she did. And she was brave enough to break that barrier and go out there. And not only did she do it for herself, but she did it for other people. So, you know, some people go through situations like those and, you know, you go out, but you're still very reserved. And she went and she just poured herself to the community.
The opposite. The opposite. She went out there. She had, I mean, their fingerprints are everywhere, especially here in Broward County, where, you know, her legacy, it's very livid and very, very vivid, rather. And, you know, it's great to see this. So that inspired you to then come up with this concept. This is your brainchild project, Women of Vision, and it was packed, sold out.
Yeah,
it was amazing. I mean, everybody from Broward was there and beyond. So tell us about what happened and what is the program about.
So the Women of Vision, following, you know, Susie's footsteps and wanting to go out there and help other women and empower women, it's gonna pursue exactly that. It's an extension of the legacy that she left behind. And I'm very honored to have had the opportunity to, you know, be honoring her through this program. So the program, it's aiming to uplift, provide the women in Broward and South Florida, the tools and the knowledge, and more than anything, a place where they can feel that they can come and there's no judgments. You're here to learn. We're here to empower you. Where exactly are you in your life, in your career? What do you want to go? You and I know, you know, we have been around for some time now. We're seasonal professionals. And we know that, you know, even, you know, people 10 years younger than us, they want to continue progressing in their careers and they don't even know how. So that's exactly, you know, what we're doing here. There are other programs and there are other opportunities for women to come together in groups similar to this one, but it's more about giving back to the community, you know, supporting the organization that, you know, they're part of through that group of women. This one, it's more about giving back, continuing that commitment that the Levant Center has with the community, of training and supporting the community to actually grow the community. We know that you empower a woman, you empower an individual, and the sky is the limit.
So, but this works almost like a membership, correct? So essentially, I want to make sure that people understand how it works. There's a membership type of component. There are going to be lectures. There are going to be different modules, et cetera. But going back to what you said before about people feeling comfortable to express themselves and ask their questions, and sometimes we don't dare ask. What I noticed, even on the first event that took place the other day, was that people ask questions, very personal questions. So on your keynote speaker, she talked on a personal basis about her life and journey and everything. And then that opened up the opportunity for other people to start asking questions and to share with everybody. I mean, we had over, how many people you had? Over 200 people?
Yes.
And people were comfortable to ask difficult questions. So tell me about, is that going to be part of the process?
Yes. So like you mentioned, we'll have lunch and learns and workshops, and those are going to be more into the training side. We're going to talk about topics like financial management, life work balance. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, you know, what is the path looking like? You know, you and I have spoken in the past about being an entrepreneur, even in your workplace, even if you don't own a business yourself, right? So that's going to be more on that training, you know, workshop, lunch and learn type of scenario. But we're also going to have events that are going to be a little bit more close, like fireside chats, networking events. I'm planning on putting together wine tasting, painting with a twist type of, you know, where we will come together, we will start painting, and, you know, we'll probably have somebody talking about the importance of art and managing stress, right? And so I think that all those different events, and as we start building the group, the intention is to make it feel like you are in a circle of your own family. And while you're there, and you'll have many other women who will come and open up and will create that environment of comfort where, you know, you'll be able to ask your questions without even having to think twice, like what happened, you know, during the breakfast.
And that was really magical, to be honest with you, because that's exactly, I mean, especially on the first day that you launched the event, there was no script or anything. People were just very natural talking to each other. I want to make sure that we cover the mechanics of the membership. There is a small investment because everything, you know, there's a cost. But the beautiful thing is, first of all, if you haven't been to the Levan Innovation Center, it's a must visit location. Mm-hmm. I encourage everybody to go and visit and spend time with you. You will give them a tour, right, Amelie? What is the cost of the membership, and how can they find out information? Who should they call?
So they can go ahead and reach out to me. My email, it's M as in Millie, Peluso, P-E-L-U-S-O, at Nova, N-O-V as in Victor A, .edu. And I'll be more than happy to reach out to anybody who emails me and give them more information. But the basics of and the logistics of how it works, like you said, it's a membership program. And it's very important that they understand that it's programmatic more than, you know, attached to physical space in the center. We currently have memberships, but they are offices or they are co-working space. This one, it's a program membership
that comes to specific events.
Correct, to events and what we just spoke about, you know, lunch and learns, workshops, and special events. There's different levels. The first level is what we call the visionary member, and that's $450 a year, and it will allow the member to come to the events at no cost.
Okay.
One of the situations that we know is, you know, memberships are usually, this is your annual fee, and then on top of that, you have to pay for
the costs.
Correct. We're trying to make sure that, again, we're giving back to the community and we are supporting the community. The second level, it's a Trailblazer funding member level, and that is $1,200. And that will be more than just an investment. Those are individuals that will be invested too into the logistics and the framework of the program, where we will sit every quarter, you know, every 6 months to evaluate what we're doing. Like you mentioned, this is my brainchild, but I cannot think of everything. You may have an idea that I didn't think about. So women like you come sit with me. Listen, Millie, this is, I think that we can do this. And increase the membership. And this is how we're going to go out there and make sure that we are supporting and we're staying true to ourselves, right? Right. That level is a level where women or men, because this is open to everybody who believes.
That's great. It's inclusive, right?
It's inclusive, empowering women. I mean, I've been very blessed in my life to have two men that have been very supportive of me. So that level will include a pin that it's a dragonfly. Dragonflies are well known for resilience and their adaptation, their capability to adapt to certain situations. And because we're honoring Susie, the two eyes of the dragonfly will have her birthstone in September. Oh. So it will be sapphire in the two little eyes.
I love it.
So that will be the way to support Susie. There are other ways to support the initiative, even if you don't want to be a member, because this is not what you're looking for, but we have partners and we're looking for partners in the community through sponsorship programs and different, you know, packages that we have put together. So there's many, many, many ways to support. And those are going to be very important because those are the ones who are going to actually help move and continue moving, having all these events, you know, at no cost to members.
I noticed, some of the folks that I invited to come as well, you know, from the banking industry and others, that there is a big concerted effort, especially from banking industry, to tap into women and women entrepreneurs or women in business. And you talk about inclusion. Men can also be part of this membership. It's not just for women. Correct. And I think that that's the beauty of this, that we're talking about how do we come together to exchange ideas, to grow, help grow each other, et cetera. And that's very unique, in my opinion, from my experience. You mentioned you come from Puerto Rico. I'm also from Puerto Rico. I lived in New York for almost 20 years, and I have lived here almost 20 years. But I never seen such a beautiful community that as it is in Broward County. It's just really very tight. Everybody helps each other. A lot of people know each other. And the new people that come to Broward feel very, very comfortable once they come to these events to then connect with others. And I seen I hear the conversations, I seen the transactions of people. Let me connect you with such and such, et cetera. So I believe that what you ambition is to exactly do that, give an opportunity women to connect and grow their business, expand their opportunities, right?
That is correct. That is correct. That is one of the, again, that it's been our promise and commitment as the Levant Center back to the community. And this is going to be the perfect opportunity to continue growing that commitment and expanding the commitment.
That's great. So I'm going to, we're coming to the end of the, of the podcast, but I am going to repeat where they can find more information. So they can call you directly, right, at 954-262-5414, or they can go to the Allen B. Levant NSU Broward Center Innovation website to find more information on Women and Vision. I will say that, when is the next event?
So I'm planning one for the end of April.
Okay.
We're just putting the final touches. So there will be, and it will probably, I'm going to start with an icebreaker, and it will probably be something either the wine tasting or some type of painting, you know, with the twist, you know, with the wine. I call it painted with a vision.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah. So I think that it will be a little bit more of a fun event. I want to kick it off. Like, again, this is safe. This is our community. Come and join us. And it will probably be a type of event that come and bring somebody else with you.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us today. We are going to invite you again to get to see the progress. Again, we want to say thank you for The audience that's listening to our program, Latin to Latin Connection, is here to bring a voice to Latin entrepreneurs, business people, and civic leaders to share insights about the vibrant and growing Latino community in South Florida. For those interested in reaching out, please contact us at info@latin2lmarketing.com or 954-376-4800 or visit our website at l2lmarketing.com. Let us know what topics you're interested in. South Florida Community Roundup, Latin to Latin Connection, will be aired every third Saturday of each month from 7 a.m. to 7:30. Next month, we have Juliana Faust from Poder, who will join us to tell us about a new launch of an internship fellowship that they have for entrepreneurs and business people as well. And it starts, it's called Poder. That stands for Purpose, Opportunity, Development, Empowerment, and Results. Stay tuned and y la próxima. Nos vemos.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.